Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, July 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
a right worth defending: what enshrining citizenship in Maryland could mean. Citizenship is under attack, with federal policies threatening birthright protections. Maryland, with 17% immigrant population, faces risks. Proposed state constitutional amendment would affirm all born in Maryland are entitled to full protection. This could shield residents like Kilmar Abrego Garcia from wrongful deportation. As federal rollbacks continue, 7,000 DACA recipients and 31,000 TPS holders in Maryland are at risk. Enshrining birthright protections would send a message of support to over a million immigrant residents. This isn't just symbolic. It could reshape services, school access, police cooperation with ICE, and local benefits. Maryland has a history of proactive civil rights leadership, from legalizing same-sex marriage to safeguarding reproductive freedom. This proposed amendment continues that tradition, emphasizing human dignity and equal protection. Maryland has the chance to lead again, standing up for what's right. State roundup: Harford schools among first to go to trial against social media companies, electricity bills to rise up to 5% next summer. Harford County's Board of Education is set to be one of the first to go to trial against social media companies, with hundreds of cases of children being harmed expected to roll out next year. Meanwhile, consumers in a 13-state region, including Maryland, could see their electric bills rise by 1.5% to 5% starting in the summer of 2026. This comes after a key electricity auction cleared at its maximum price. Baltimore Gas and Electric raised rates to cover a $17.5 million contract for a specially outfitted Ford F-150, sparking controversy with state utility regulators. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories.
As Virginia lands AstraZeneca facility, more administration whistles past the graveyard. The Virginia Mercury reported that AstraZeneca will build its largest ever manufacturing facility in Virginia, investing $50 billion and creating hundreds of jobs. Despite Maryland's status as a biopharma hub, AstraZeneca chose Virginia for this record investment, citing strategic factors and Virginia's business-friendly environment. The decision reflects a trend of pharmaceutical companies investing in U.S. manufacturing to mitigate tariff risks. While Maryland will see expansions, Virginia's new facility will be the centerpiece, leveraging AI and automation. The Moore administration's inaction raises concerns as Maryland misses out on major investments, highlighting the need for stronger economic development efforts. With trillions of dollars flowing into the U.S., Maryland cannot afford to be left behind. CBOE plans to cease Japanese equities operations. CBOE Global Markets has announced its decision to wind down its Japanese equities business, including the operations of its CBOE Japan proprietary trading system and CBOE BIDS Japan block trading platform. The suspension of operations is expected on August 29, 2025, with formal closure subject to consultation with regulators. This move aligns with CBOE's strategy to focus resources on opportunities with the best returns for shareholders, considering evolving business conditions. CEO Craig Donohue stated that despite exiting the Japanese equities business, CBOE remains committed to serving Japan's financial community with global derivatives and data capabilities. The company anticipates minimal impact on revenue growth in 2025, with adjusted expense savings estimated between $2 million to $4 million this year and $10 million to $12 million annually. More details will be provided during the second quarter 2025 earnings call on August 1, 2025. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.